Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We want to check in today on the debate within the Republican Party over Huma Abedin. You might still be saying Huma who, but this top aide to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is at the heart of a bitter divide within the GOP. Republican Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann and four Republican colleagues want national security agencies to investigate Abedin because of what they say are her family connections to the Muslim Brotherhood, which Bachmann says has a mission of destroying Western civilization from within. The group implies Abedin is an infiltrator, and they outright say she's influencing Hillary Clinton's favorable treatment of the Muslim Brotherhood, which just had a member become president of Egypt. Well, Republican leaders like Arizona Senator John McCain and House Speaker John Boehner have jumped in to defend Huma Abedin. Bachmann's former campaign manager, Ed Rollins, says her charge against Abedin is downright vicious and reaches the late Senator Joe McCarthy level. And here's reaction from former Republican legislator Joe Scarborough and his guests on his show Morning Show Roundtable. They included Republican operatives like Steve Schmidt and Mark McKinnon. And Joe Scarborough is referring to Newt Gingrich, who recently came out in support of Bachmann.
So he's suggesting that Huma is like packing AK-47s and she's going to turn on Hillary when Hillary suspects, at least. Is
this
that what he's suggesting?
I don't even like
you'd
what
have
he's
to
suggesting.
That.
Stupid.
What's he suggesting? That's the stupidest thing I've ever. Well, no, I've heard a lot of really stupid things, but that is just stupid.
Actually,
let me go around to the table of other Republicans. Mark McKinnon, what's going on here?
Well, this is the reason the Republican Party is clawing its way to the bottom. We have leadership like this out there making outrageous charges. This is like 50s communist ridiculousness.
It is
Steve
really
Schmidt.
Ridiculous.
Look, Michelle Bachmann's
Do you side with
come on now,
on
Steve.
This?
You know, Michelle Bachmann's a fool, and the fact that, you know, she's on the Intelligence Committee, is mind-boggling, but Newt Gingrich should actually know better, because he actually has a sense of the history of the country, and what he's doing here, it's just despicable. Shame on him.
So, who is Huma Abedin, and what is going on in the Republican Party? Jonathan Allen is senior Washington correspondent for Politico. Jonathan, welcome.
Thanks for having me on again, Robin.
And start with Huma Abedin. Who is she?
She is, first and foremost, one of the top aides to Hillary Clinton. She's the deputy chief of staff at the State Department. She was with Hillary Clinton through her public life as an elected official on her own, as a senator and as a presidential candidate. She first came to the Clintons, I believe, as an intern during President Clinton's term in office in the 1990s. She's somebody who was born in Michigan but grew up in the Middle East. And she is also the wife of former Congressman Anthony Weiner.
Now, let's talk about that. Of course, he's the former Democratic congressman from New York. He was, of course, caught up in his sexting scandal. She has stood by him. They've since had a child. But tell us more about Huma Abedin's family. As you said, she was born here, but her father Indian, her mother Pakistani. What is their affiliation, if any, with the Muslim Brotherhood?
Well, the allegations from Congresswoman Bachmann and others are that there are members of her family who have had interactions with or were members of the Muslim Brotherhood. Whether or not that's true is sort of immaterial to the question. There are a couple of things at issue there. Number one is the extent to which that would make them a potential danger. And then secondarily, whether someone is responsible for the affiliations of their parents and siblings. Cousins and whatnot. Her parents are, I think her father passed away some years ago, intellectuals, academics in the Middle East. The Muslim Brotherhood has been a very active political component of many Middle Eastern countries for a good number of years now. And really in Egypt appears to be the prominent one now. It's where the organization or the movement is headquartered. They've been prominent in Jordan at certain times and in other Middle Eastern countries.
Well, critics are saying this is nonsense. You can't draw a line from someone born in Kalamazoo, went to school in Washington, D.C., to past or present activities. But let's stick with the people who are saying there should be an investigation. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, we mentioned, he said the point is that these aren't allegations from Bachmann, but they are questions. Let's listen.
Do you agree with the allegations against Hillary Clinton's?
There weren't allegations. There was a question.
A pretty serious question.
Well, the question ought to be requested for an investigation. The question ought to be asked across the board. What's the role of the Muslim Brotherhood? What are its various networks? And to what degree does it now influence the government of the United States?
Right, John Allen, that's Newt Gingrich talking to Politico. But Arizona Republican John McCain went on the Senate floor to defend Huma Abedin and criticize Bachman's charge. Let's listen.
These allegations about Huma Abedin and the report from which they are drawn are nothing less than an unwarranted and unfounded attack on an honorable citizen, a dedicated American, and a loyal public servant.
The report that he refers to is from a film, The Muslim Brotherhood in America, The Enemy Within. It's produced by the Center for Security Policy. The man behind that center is Frank Gaffney, who advised Michelle Bachmann on foreign policy. Tell us more about him and, you know, the man behind this thinking.
Well, I'm not really an expert on Frank Gaffney, but I can tell you that Michelle Bachmann has, as a member of the House Intelligence Committee, who gets secret briefings, has made a great hay out of the fact that she knows things that other people don't. And, you know, when she levels a charge like that, she's doing it with the suggestion that she knows something more. What's fascinating to me here is that, the suggestion that that Huma Abedin is some sort of foreign agent is kind of odd. I mean, she's two steps behind the Secretary of State and has been for all of these years. You would think that there would be some tangible evidence of some problem before somebody started making accusations. This is like saying, somebody who has been to Hollywood must be a communist because some people in Hollywood many years ago were accused of being communists.
We'll talk more about that. And by the way, Frank Gaffney is, very much involved in the birther movement, questioning whether President Obama is a natural-born citizen. He was even banned from CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference, for alleging that it had been infiltrated by the Muslim Brotherhood. But he makes this claim that the Muslim Brotherhood has this goal. We're up against a break. We're going to take it up on the other side. But there are questions about whether or not there are affiliations with the Muslim Brotherhood. But the Muslim Brotherhood is now practically the government in Egypt. Is this the current Muslim Brotherhood that they're talking about?
Right. I mean, the Muslim Brotherhood, like I said before, has been a very prominent organization in a lot of Middle Eastern countries for a long time, and they've got a sort of varied history. At times, they have been, more supportive of violence, and certainly against the Palestinian-Israeli peace process. At other times, they've been more politically minded. I think we're seeing, as there have been revolutions across the Arab and Muslim world of late, they are attempting to exercise their influence through politics and through numbers, and we're seeing them be successful in that. I think it's a difficult organization to know, and it's certainly, I imagine, not a monolith like most organizations. But if the United States were to suddenly stop talking to the leaders of Egypt, we would be sending a couple billion dollars to a country and having no contact with it. So it's an odd thought that we would suddenly shut off conversation with Egypt because
Jonathan,
they were controlled.
Jonathan Allen of Politico will take this up in 1 minute here and now. Welcome back. We're looking at the debate within the Republican Party over Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann's call to investigate a key aide to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton because of what Bachmann claims are the aide's family ties to the Muslim Brotherhood. That aide is Huma Abedin. She's an American-born Muslim, is married to the former Congressman Anthony Weiner from New York. He resigned last year after sending sexually suggestive photographs of himself over Twitter. Jonathan Allen, senior Washington correspondent for Politico, is with us. And Jonathan, I'm thinking in part, you can't make this up. there's so many different storylines here. But just before the break, you were saying that, there are questions as to whether or not Hillary Clinton could not speak to the Muslim Brotherhood, which now, as we said, has many seats in Parliament and won the presidency in Egypt. But the charge in the letter that Bachmann and fellow Republicans sent isn't just about Huma Abedin. The letter also says that the State Department under Hillary Clinton has taken actions, quote, enormously favorable to the Muslim Brotherhood. These include allowing the Muslim cleric Tariq Ramadan to enter the U.S., and engaging with the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. How is that playing out in Washington, that charge against Hillary Clinton?
I think for the most part in Washington, it has backfired on Michelle Bachmann. You mentioned some of the members of her own party who took to the floor of the Senate, John McCain in particular, to denounce what she was saying. She's certainly gotten a lot of blowback from Democrats as well. It is not playing well in Washington. Whether it's playing anywhere else in the country is a question that I'm probably not qualified to answer at the moment. But I do think that, as for the dealing with the Muslim Brotherhood and dealing with Egypt, I'm not sure if the letter writers missed this, but the United States supported the overthrow of the Egyptian government not too long ago with the knowledge that it was pretty likely the Muslim Brotherhood would rise to prominence. So that the State Department would be doing things that could be seen to be helpful to the Muslim Brotherhood, you would have to include in that the United States' position in the Egyptian Revolution, which was, originally we sort of sided with Mubarak, who'd been a longtime ally, and then when it looked like the wind was blowing in the other direction, we sort of weighed in on the other side. So, it goes a lot higher than Hillary Clinton if you want to get into that.
Well, you say that you've said how it's resonating here, but how about how this is all resonating overseas? The New York Times reported that when Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was in Egypt recently, she was jeered, and apparently the jeerers were Egyptian liberals who believe that the Obama administration has a secret pro-Islamist agenda and that the U.S. plotted to put the Muslim Brotherhood in power. And we don't know, but some of this could be from the blogging and the writing and the call from Michelle Bachmann here in this country.
Well, certainly I think that, in the Internet age, there's no limitation on the availability of both information and propaganda. I'm not sure the extent to which the State Department deals with the Muslim Brotherhood, the extent to which some of the accusations are grounded in something real and which ones are completely specious. But, I would just go again to say a lot of this is supposition, right? I mean, it's... let's go down a rabbit hole of trying to find out whether Huma Abedin is basically influencing the United States government and Hillary Clinton to be pro-Muslim Brotherhood because she had relatives who might have had some sort of contact with the Muslim Brotherhood. I would note that in order to have the job that she has gone through a rigorous check, a security check, a background check, as do all people with access to sensitive information and to powerful political figures in this country. If you know anybody that's been through one of those checks, this isn't like they just ask you what your name and your address is. Is it possible that you could someday have an infiltrator or a double agent, something like that, in one of our security agencies? Of course, it's possible. But it seems like they've thrown up as much as they can at the wall to see what sticks.
Meanwhile, you'd have to think that part of Huma Abedin's plan would be to marry a Jewish legislator from New York, something many Muslims in Egypt might frown upon, in order to cover her plot. And meanwhile, she's had to have police protection because of death threats against her. Where do you think this goes, Jonathan Allen? There's been a call for investigation, people like Newt Gingrich saying it's just questions. Why not ask the questions? What do you think happens, and what do you think this means within the Republican Party?
Well, look, there's extra legitimacy given to any question that's asked by a person in an official capacity. It's one thing to be a blogger in your grandma's basement speculating about things, but when a former House Speaker, when a sitting congresswoman, a member of the Intelligence Committee starts asking questions in an official capacity, that has a lot more weight to it. And so I think that, that's the reason that we're still discussing it. And I'm not saying, when I say there's more weight to it, I don't mean to say there's more legitimacy to the charge, simply that it appears to have more legitimacy because of the fact that it's coming from an elected official. And one on the committee, yeah. And who frequently suggests that she asks questions and makes policy decisions based on information that most people don't have. I think this is I think it's something that will continue to sort of be discussed around Huma Abedin every time her name comes up now. If you want to hurt a political opponent, you just start asking questions about them. And sometimes the questions don't have a lot to do with reality. If Michelle Bachmann actually had information that Huma Abedin was some sort of infiltrator or somebody who was meaning harm to the United States government. That's something she really ought to take up with someone in a serious fashion, not sending five letters that to inspector generals that quickly made it into the circular files.
Jonathan Allen, senior Washington correspondent for Politico. On the call by Michelle Bachmann to investigate a key aide to Hillary Clinton because of alleged ties to the Muslim Brotherhood, which, by the way, is now pretty much leading Egypt. Jonathan, thanks so much for weighing in on this.
Take care, Robin.
And we'd love listeners, too, as well. HereNow.org, Facebook.com/HereNowRadio, at HereNow and at HereNowRobin on Twitter. Your thoughts on this big brouhaha within the GOP. Let us know. Back with the latest news, Here and Now.